presents Double or Nothing. Yes, it's just three little words, Double or Nothing. Brought to you again by the makers of Phenamin, the modern chewing gum laxative, featuring radio's most exciting quiz game, with music by Nat Brusiloff, songs by Frank Forrest, contestants from the four corners of the globe, competing with that whizzer of a quizzer, John Reed King.
Thank you. The Double or Nothing quiz parade marches through March, and this mad but merry month's wintry winds have blown in a colorful crop of contestants. So, Aloy Zabrilla, bring on the first victor or victim.
John, she's a dainty dish who really sees New York from top to bottom. While she operates an elevator in the Chrysler Building skyscraper, her husband serves in the U.S. Coast Guard overseas. Phenomen wants you to meet Mary Sherness.
Welcome, Mr. Sherness. Right up to the microphone. I understand you operate an elevator. How many floors do you cover with your elevator every day?
71 floors.
71 floors, up and down and up and down and up and down. How many miles a day do you travel up in the air like that on the elevator?
I should say around 20.
Around 20 miles a day. Isn't it exciting?
Very much so.
Thank you. All right. Our Freedom of Double or Nothing Grand Slam question. One question we ask of all the contestants, and the nearest correct reply wins a wonderful surprise prize. The question, how many quarts of milk and cream does the average American consume annually? In other words, add the milk and the cream together. How many quarts annually does the average American consume? She's thinking. A light comes into her eyes. 57th floor, and what's the answer?
Quart. About 365 quarts.
365 quarts, all right. Now, could you use $100? Have you paid your income tax? Do you need money? Well, tonight, you have a chance to win $100, and Phenomen's Double or Nothing gives you five questions to start with, each worth $5. Whatever you earn by answering them correctly may be totaled and doubled, not once, but twice. Double or nothing, if you desire. Right now, Mrs. Sherness, we're going to talk about etiquette. For $5, do good manners require that you leave some food on the plate when dining out? Yes or no?
No.
That's right, for $5. Good, all right. Now, $5 more. Is it correct to seal a letter of introduction given someone? You give somebody a letter of introduction to give to somebody else. Is it correct to seal that letter? Yes or no?
No.
That is right. $5 more. You've got $10. Good. You've got $10. $5 more if you can answer this one correctly. Is it proper to thank a maid when she passes food to you at dinner? Yes or no?
No.
That is correct. Good for you. Yeah, but if you can get a maid nowadays, you better thank her. Do the dishes, too. All right, now look, you have $15 so far. For $5 more, does one eat corn on the cob with one's fingers? Is it correct to do, sir?
Yes, it is.
It is. You've got $20. Boy. Brusiloff had an uncle who died from politeness. He was a deep-sea diver, and he tipped his helmet to a mermaid. But for $5 more, the last $5 question, when a party is drinking a toast, should the person who is toasted drink along with his well-wishers, yes or no? She's thinking. Yes or no?
No.
No is correct. You've got $25. Good. You've got $25. You want to take that money and sit down? You want to try to double it? Double or nothing? Huh? Mrs. Sherness, what's it going to be? You going to take the money, or are you going to try to double it? What do you think, audience? What should she do? What do you think, Mrs. Sherness? Hey?
No.
You're not going to take... You want to take the $25 and sit down?
All right, I'll take the $25.
You'll take the $25 and sit down. All right, ma'am. Okay, Frank Forrest, bring on our next guest.
John, he's Phenomen's first representative from the United Nations Armed Forces. And he's an American soldier. Born in San Francisco, here's Sergeant Jack Billing.
Hey, Sergeant. How do you do? Okay. All right. What branch of the service are you in?
United States Tank Corps.
United States Tank Corps. Are you a tough sergeant?
Pardon?
Are you one of those real tough sergeants?
No, I'm just a buck sergeant.
Oh, I see. Okay, Sergeant. Our Phenomen Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the surprise prize. How many quarts of milk and cream does the average American consume annually?
I'd say about 185.
About 185. You and I are going to the movies for your Phenomen Double or Nothing session. What type of picture do you enjoy seeing most of all, Sergeant?
Well, I reckon I enjoy a Western better than anything.
You do? You like a real romantic musical, too?
It'll do all right.
Who's your favorite movie actress?
Maureen O'Hara.
Marine O'Hara, all right? Five questions, isn't that nice? Each worth $5, five questions. We want you to identify leading motion picture actresses, past and present, by their nicknames. For $5, who is the Umph Girl?
Ann Sheridan.
Good for you. You've got $5. For $5 more, who is identified with the sarong?
Dorothy L'Amour.
Yeah, all right. He's doing fine. You have $10. $5 more if you can tell me who is the sweater girl.
Lana Turner.
Lana Turner. Good. You know, Sergeant, we tried to arrange a date for you with Lana Turner, but we couldn't quite swing it. But here is the sweater. You go out and fill it yourself. There you go. Okay, lovely red sweater. Now, you have 15 so far. For $5. The audience. Stop, Sergeant. Okay, you have 15 for $5 more. What motion picture actress is identified with her large mouth?
Martha Ray.
Martha Ray is correct. You've got $20. The last question for $5. What actress is Maisie? The audience feature, the balcony with the head of downstairs, though. That's nice. Who was it? Maisie. Maisie.
She's blonde. She's
a blonde, that's right. She's playing a lot of Maisie pictures.
Anne
who? You from the south or north, sir?
Pardon me, west.
You're from the west. Anne. Sergeant, who is it for $5? Who is Maisie?
Anne Southern.
$5 so far. You want to take the 25 and sit down? You want to try to double it? Make it a double or nothing question. How about it, audience? What should he do? You're going to try for 50. You're going to try to double it and make it 50. The double or nothing question. Who was the it girl of the movies?
Clara Bow.
Clara Bow. Good for you. You got $50. Boy, oh boy, Sergeant. The double troubler question. Double or nothing. You want to try to make it 100 or you want to take this $50 and sit down?
I'll take it and sit down.
Huh? I think I'll take it and sit down. You'll take it and sit down. You got $50. He must give you $50. And now, while we're bringing the next contestant up to the microphone, here's Aloy Zabrilla with a question for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Friends, do you still have the notion that a laxative has to be hard to take in harsh acting? Well, then, you're the very person I'm looking for. I want to tell you about Phenamint, the delicious modern chewing gum laxative that's downright pleasant to take and so effective. Phenamint is candy-coated with a fresh, tangy mint flavor. Yes, folks, if you like good gum, you're bound to like Phenamint. And what's still more important, the famous medicine in Phenamint actually works best in this wonderfully pleasant chewing gum form. And here's the reason why. You know how chewing your food thoroughly helps it digest properly and do you the most good? Well, Phenamint works on a similar principle. Chewing Phenamint readies its famous medicine to give you the greatest benefit. So next time you're headachy and listless for the need of a laxative, chew minty, delicious Phenamint, exactly as directed on the package, and feel like a million again. Remember the name, Phenamint, the delicious modern laxative you chew like your favorite gum.
Thank you for that sound advice, Aloy Zabrilla. And now let's switch for a pitch by Frank Forrest.
Well, it's time for another contestant in uniform, John. And Phenomen's next guest is a lad who wears uniform of the Coast Guard with two battle stars for the invasion of Sicily and Salerno. From Meadville, Pennsylvania, let's give a lusty 21-gun salute to Seaman First Class Blaine Hauserman.
Yes, sir. How do you do, Blaine?
How do you do?
I want to welcome you. Glad to have you here with us on Double or Nothing. Are you musically inclined?
Well, I hope so.
Well, tell me, what do you do for recreation aboard ship?
Well, we kind of had a little band.
You had a band? What ship were you on, sir?
We're on the USS Samuel Chase.
Yeah, Samuel Chase, I see. And what do you play in the band?
I'm the trumpet player.
All right.
After a fashion.
Are you a good trumpet player?
After a fashion.
You just sort of have a little pickup band, and you've been playing together for a long time, or what?
Yeah, the band is composed of different men on the ship who actually aren't rated musicians.
I see.
Musicians, we do it in our spare time.
Well, good for you. Friends, Blaine has brought along a very unusual musical instrument. Where did you get that trumpet or whatever it is over there? Will you go and get that, Nat? I want the audience to see this, too. This is really sort of a flugelhorn, isn't it?
I believe that's what it is.
I've seen them before, but where did you get it? Tell the audience, will you?
Well, this is, we'll call it an axis instrument.
It actually is?
It is, yes.
Taken from the Axis. Well, how does it play?
Well, kind of bad.
What's the matter? Well, what do you mean bad?
Well, you know how the Axis play.
Yeah. What can you play on it?
Well, I might try a little... Well,
really, that'd be
you.
Nice, but suppose you show us.
Without a modulation.
Without a modulation. All right, you just show us. Well, stand back from the mic or your light will blow the mic over here. Let's see what you can play on that. I'll bet this is good. Here we go. That's right. Back way off, fellas. Here we go. That's bad. Well, give him a hand. Let's get on now with our Feed 'em and Double or Nothing Grand Slam question. Let me hold the horn for you. The surprise prize. How many quarts of milk and cream does the average American consume annually? What would you guess?
Oh, about 365.
365 for you, too. All right. Feed 'em and Double or Nothing for you is musical. Nat Brusiloff and the orchestra bring you favorite college songs. Frank Farr is going to join in and help two in spots. You've got to recognize the college or university identified with each one. First, you have five musical questions, each worth $5. What college is represented for this song? That's a hard one. What is it?
That's the Navy.
That's the Navy for $5. All right. Now, here's the next one. What college is represented for this song?
That is Notre Dame.
That is Notre Dame's, right? So you got the line right there. You know, speaking of the Navy, as we were a moment ago, Admiral Nimitz has a new song for the Japanese Navy, Asleep in the Deep. But anyway, you have $10. Let's try the next song. See if we can get this for five more. What? Lane Hauserman, what college?
I believe that's the Army. Too.
That is the Army, right, for $5. Boy, you're doing fine here. You've got $15 so far. For $5 more, what college does this song represent, Nat? Down south now. Oh, what college, Blaine?
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech, the Rambling Wreck from Georgia Tech. You've got $20 missing right there. You know, incidentally, I heard two Republicans arguing over a 1944 campaign song. One wanted Waltz Me Around Again, Wilkie, and the other favored Do We Meet Again. But anyway, here's the next song for $5. Let's see if you can tell us what college this song represents. Frank, sing along. What college? $5 more.
I believe that's Cornell.
That's Cornell. $25 you've collected so far. You've got 25, Blaine. You want to take 25 and sit down? You want to try the double or nothing question to make it 50? $50.
Well, it's been a long time since payday, so I think I'll stay right here.
You're going to try to make it 50?
Please,
all right, play the next song, Nat. For $50, I'll put it out there. Please get it. We're moving out west. What college?
On Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin, $50. This is the double trouble. You want to try another college song and try to make it $100, double or nothing? Or do you want to take the 50 and sit down? He's thinking, what's it going to be, Navy? I mean, Coast Guard?
Okay, I'll take a chance.
Are you going to try to make it $100? Let me count it out. Don't play the tune until I count it out. We've got $100 lined up right there. Now, here's the tune. What college does this represent? Listen carefully. $100 if you get this right. What college?
University of Southern California.
Right, though! Feed 'em and awards you $100. Okay, Aloy Zabrilla, make with the next introduction.
John, eager to tap the treasure known as Fina Goldmint, is a housewife from Greenpoint, Brooklyn. Here is Amelia Graybow.
Right up, Mrs. Graybow. Let me adjust the microphone. Welcome. Are you here by yourself tonight or what?
No, I have my cousin with me.
You have your cousin. That's a very lovely hat. Did you make that or did you buy it?
I made it.
You made it?
Uh-huh.
Is it crocheted, knitted, or what?
Crochet.
It's a very lovely white hat. It's sort of with feathers and the lovely hat. All right, now, our Feed 'em and Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the surprise prize. How many quarts of milk and cream does the average American consume annually, Mrs. Graybow?
I'll say about 160.
We'll put that down for you, 160 quarts. And now, Peterman poses five questions, each worth $5. And it has to do with what various people do for a living. What do they work? What's their job? In other words, I'm going to name the job. You tell me exactly what they do. You're a housewife, aren't you?
Yeah.
What does your husband do, for instance?
The shipping department.
He's in the shipping department of the firm.
Yes.
Have you ever
Victor
helped? What?
In the Victor Metal.
Nice plug, thanks. Now, to begin with, for $5, what does a pilot do?
Well, a pilot is either on a ship or airplane.
What does he do?
He steers the ship.
He does that, ma'am, and you've got $5. You see how easy it is here? Now, for $5 more, what does a charwoman do? A charwoman do. What does she do for $5 more?
She cleans and scrubs.
You've got $10. Good. Now, you're going top. All right, now for $5 more, what does a stevedore do?
Oh, he works on the docks.
He works on the docks. There's a couple of sailors down there who work on the ship.
Hiya.
Right. You've got $15 so far. Good. You know, Mrs. Grave, I saw a help wanted sign today that read, boy wanted must be over 50. You have for $5 more, what? You didn't laugh. Didn't you like the joke?
Oh, yeah, it was all right.
You'd heard it before? Did you hear it before?
No.
You can't get $5 that way. Now, look, you've got 15. You've got 15. Here's another question for $5. What does a choreographer do? C-H-O-R-E-O-G-R-A-P-H-E-R. A choreographer. Don't dance around the mic there. Just speak up good and loud right in the mic so we can hear. Do you know, Mrs. Grave? I'll take a guess if you do not know for sure. What do you think a choreographer does? $5 involved here. What does a choreographer do? A choreographer.
Chorus girl?
Awfully close. Awfully close. You want to add a little bit to it? It's not quite a chorus girl. It has to do with dancing. A choreographer. A choreographer. You got about a dollar's worth of that five so far. All right.
A show dancer or a dancer?
No, it's really a dance composer.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now let's seeing Buzilov dancer on the stage. What's the matter, Mrs. Graybell? Does this strike you funny?
Yeah.
What?
The bandmaster here.
It's Buzilov. Take hands with Buzilov, Mrs. Graybell. The way he danced, I don't know. All right. You've got $15 so far. Here's another $5 question. Get away. Will you, Buzilov? You're confusing us. Here's another question for $5. What does a puddler do? P-U-D-D-L-E-R, a puddler. He works in what line of work, a puddler?
On sewers and stuff?
No. No, he is a steel worker, Mrs. Graybell.
Oh, yeah.
You've got $15. Hold out your little hand there, though, so you can hold on to this $15 so far. Now, look, what are you going to do with that $15? Huh?
Well,
you want to try to double it with a double or nothing question, or do you want to sit down with the 15 you have so far? Huh?
I don't know.
What do you think, audience? What should she do? You want to sit down with the 15, you want to try to double it? Which will it be? You think you? What are you going to do, Mrs. Graybaugh? Huh?
I don't know.
He's got to sit down with it. All right. Good luck to you, man. Frank Forrest, who wins fifth spot tonight?
Well, he's a veteran fighting man from one of our allied partners, John. The Doubler Nothing is doubly proud to have him as a contestant tonight. His home is in Timaru, New Zealand. But he's been in plenty of places and seen plenty of action since he left his native hearth. Let's be sure, then, he gets a sizable sample of New York hospitality now. Here's Sub-Lieutenant W.E.J. Arden. Welcome.
What does everybody call you? What do your fellows call you? What is a nickname so I can just get acquainted here?
Well, my friends, generally it's just Cobber or...
Oh, Cobber?
Something similar.
Ted
is the Ted? Christian name.
May I call you name, sir? Yes. May I call you Ted?
I'm all confused.
Oh, all right, no.
Please, please,
okay. How many miles are you from home right now, Ted?
Just right on it, sir.
No, I can't go on it.
About 12,000.
About 12,000. Well, I'm glad we didn't count that out in our fingers. All right. Is this your first trip to America?
My first trip to America, yes.
How do you like it?
Well, it's grand.
That's right. How do you like the American girls, Ted?
Well,
yeah, there are a few.
Pretty hard to define.
Huh?
They all look very bright, and they're very well dressed. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
They keep up with the fashions.
Do you like the blondes or the brunettes best?
Well, I don't know anybody, so I'll say brunettes.
You say brunettes. Well, Ted, do you have a best girl back home, Ted?
No, I haven't any attachments anywhere.
You haven't any attachments anywhere?
No.
All single girls outside of here. Okay, let's go now. Repeat a double or nothing grand slam question for the surprise prize. How many quarts of milk and cream does the average American consume annually, Ted?
Quarts.
Quarts, yes, sir.
That's 2 pints, 1 quart.
Yeah. I think so.
Well, New Zealanders... In New Zealand, they consume about 300 pints, which is...
Yeah.
Which is 150 quarts. Americans are a bit heavier.
Milk and cream, yeah.
Milk and cream.
Americans are heavier, yeah.
I'll say 155.
You'll say 155? Yeah. We'll put that down for you. Now, our phenomenal session for you calls on you to tell us the country in which various papers and magazines are published. Five questions, first of all, each worth $5. Here's a tough one to start. For $5, in what country is the Employer Gazette published? $5 right there.
Employer Gazette.
The Employer Gazette. Take a guess if you don't know.
Well...
What country, please?
It sounds pretty good. It must be American.
It is American, and Emporia, Kansas. Good for you. You've got five. For $5 more, in what country is the Manchester Chronicle published?
Manchester? Wow, that's English.
That's English. Good. You've got $10. All right. For $5 more, in what country is the Times-Picayune published? Times-Picayune.
That's a stranger.
That's a stranger?
Yes, America's strange to me. I'll say American again.
It is America again, the USA down south. All right. You're doing fine there. You've got $15. I forgot to put it out. Now, for $5 more, in what country is Click magazine published?
Oh, Click, that's American.
That's American. Incidentally, listening friends, the new Click magazine is now on the stands with another Double or Nothing party fun column of games and entertainment for you. Look for it in Click. Now on your newsstand. For $5 more, in what country is Pravda published? P-R-A-V-D-A.
I didn't hear you.
Pravda. Oh, you mean the audience.
I mean the audience, yes.
In what country is Pravda published?
They all seem to know. It must be American.
No, it is Russian. I'm sorry. Well, you've got $20 so far. You want to take the 20 and sit down, or you want to try to double it with a double or nothing question, Ted? Huh? How about it, Ted?
I didn't hear you.
What do you want to do? You yourself.
That's a gamble. I'll
You're trying to make it 40. Yeah. All right, here we go. Listen very carefully. In what country is La Prensa published? L-A-P-R-E-N-S-A. La Prensa. In what country is that published? Huh?
South America. South America.
What country in South America? You're right. It is South America. $40 writing here.
Argentina.
Argentina is right. You want to try the double trouble, or you want to take the
$40?
$40. Huh? You want to take the $40?
I'll chance it.
You'll chance it. All right. To make it $80, in what country is Le Figaro published? L-E-F-I-G-A-R-O.
Italy.
No, sir. We'll give you one more try. Le Figaro.
Mexico.
No, I'm sorry. It's published in France. Thanks a lot for trying. I'm awesome. And now, Aloy Zabrilla has a special word for you folks who are working so hard these wartime days.
Yes, friends, indeed I have. Because the harder you work, the more you need to feel good every day. Otherwise, your work becomes a burden, and you can't enjoy your few precious hours of leisure. So, whatever you do, don't let the need of a laxative keep you feeling logy and out of sorts. Chew Phenamint, the delicious chewing gum laxative, and feel fine again. You'll enjoy Phenamint. It's mint-flavored and candy-coated. Why, it's as easy to take as your favorite chewing gum. And what is even more to the point, the fine medicine in Phenamint works best because it is in this tasty chewing gum form. Now, of course, you can chew Phenamint whenever you please and as directed on the package. But if you're one of the many folks who prefer it at bedtime, remember this. Just a few minutes of chewing Phenamint gives you all the medicine you need. You can go right to bed, enjoy a good night's sleep as usual, and next morning, just see if you don't feel fine again. So buy Phenamint in one of the 5 money-saving package sizes the very next time you're at the drugstore. Then you'll have it when you need it. Remember now, ask for Phenamint. F-E-E-N-A-M-I-N-T. The gentle, effective laxative in delicious chewing gum form.
Thank you, Aloy Zarilla. Cole Porter wrote it, Fred Astaire danced to it, and now our famous tenor Frank Forrest sings it. 24 hours of romance set to music, night and day.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating you, 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 night and day. You are the one, only you, beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it don't matter, darling, where you are. I think of you night and day, day and night. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day, night and day. Under the high of me, there's an old such a torment won't be cruel. Still you let my spend my life leaping down to you. Day and night, night and day.
Well, Frank, time now for the answer to our theme. Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the surprise prize. The correct reply, the average American consumes 168 8/10 quarts of milk and cream per year. So the Phenomen surprise prize goes to the contestant with the nearest correct answer, Mrs. Amelia Graybaugh of Brooklyn, who said 160. Greenpoint, I beg your pardon. And she gets two tickets to the famous Ziegfeld Follies and an evening of dancing and entertainment at any New York hotel with whoever she'd like to take along. Good for you, man. And there you have it. We're winding up another edition of Double or Nothing with Frank Forrest, Nat Brusiloff, and yours truly, John Reed King, saying goodnight until next week. Thanks for listening.
The appearance of Army Navy personnel on this program does not necessarily constitute an endorsement of our product by the Army Navy, as these services do not endorse any product. Do you want speedy yet ever so pleasant relief for the miseries of heartburn, gas, sour stomach, and headaches caused by excess acidity whenever they strike, wherever you are? Then get Tasty Chewing Gum Chews. Chews gives you not one, not two, but three active medicines doctors often prescribe to prevent or relieve such distress caused by too much stomach acid. Chews looks and tastes like delicious mint-flavored candy-coated chewing gum. You'll enjoy it like gum, and it's extra effective because you chew it. You can chew handy chews at the office, at the movies, whenever you want fast relief from those distressing upsets caused by acid indigestion. Get Chews right away. Only 10 cents for 10 delicious candy-coated tablets.
This is Mutual.